right now, Jabroskoto Zapa Resketeleba, who is like unto thee in all of the earth. Father, we bless your name. You are magnificent. You are holy. You are the fully breasted God, our covenant keeper. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you, Jesus. Zeba raskatabaha. Lebro koto sikataba raskete lebrekete jila balabadabaha. Thank you, Father. Rekete kete zika palata. Rabo koto sekete katabaha. Lebrande sila bokoto zibraskatabaha. You are able. You are good. You are doing for us what no man can do. We celebrate your majesty. We bow before your throne. We turn everything at your feet. We lay them down at your feet. Lord, we celebrate you for being our God. We lift up your name. We lift up your name. You will lift up your name. You are Jesus. Yes, Lord. You are the lamp of God. Worthy is your name. We give you glory. Yes, covenant keeping God. Father, we come again into your presence. We are here, Lord, to worship you. We boldly come to your throne room of grace to obtain mercy in times of need. La brokoto sande kata labaha, rebo koto sekete kata baha, lebrondo koto sekete kata labaha, rekete kata baha. We leave you, we give you praise, Jesus. Yes, Lord, your name is higher above every other name. Your name is higher than every other name. Your name is Jesus. Yes, Lord, you are the God with us. Yes, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Look at how you have helped us. You have brought us out, Lord. You have been our helper. Lekete sikata la brankata baha. Rabande kato sekete la baha. Jabrokoto sikata. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace this hour, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in help in time of need. Boldly come to the throne room of grace right now. Obtain mercy from God. Mercy for your family. Mercy for your business. Mercy for your ministry. Come boldly and obtain mercy. Come boldly and find grace to help you in times of need. God says it's not to leave you. He will never forsake you. He wants you to come. He wants you to come and obtain from him. Find mercy in times of need. When you come, you will find mercy. When you come, you will find mercy. When you come, you will obtain mercy. You will find grace for need, for the times of need. If you are in need of anything, you can come to the Lord. He is there waiting for you to come. Rabunda kata zepara katai. Lord, today I boldly come to your throne room of grace according to your word in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. I come boldly unto the throne room of grace that I may obtain mercy and find grace to help me in times of need. I will not be alone. I will not be alone. I will not be alone. I've come to your throne room of grace, Lord. I have come to the God that can help me in times of need. I have come to the God that can rescue me in times of need. I have come to the Lord that can give me the grace I need, Lord. Lord, you are able to show me mercy. You are able to show me mercy. Lord, I have come to your throne room of grace, Lord. May I find mercy today. May I find mercy today. May there be grace sufficient for me in the name of Jesus. Lebanka tosika paraskatabaha. Rabonko tosakatabakataba. Le bronko to sila bahai. Le branda kata zikata. Today is our prayer for enforcement, enforcing the blessing of God over your life, enforcing the promises of God over your destiny, standing on your ground and decreeing and saying no to darkness and the powers of the enemy. You are here to enforce your legal rights. You are here to enforce the promises. You are here to enforce the mandates of heaven over your situation. Please, I want you to connect with all of your heart, and I want you to participate genuinely. Let your heart, your mind, the meditations be acceptable unto the Lord. I don't want you you to miss your day. I don't want you to miss this opportunity. You have to be in the presence of God. Open your mouth and say, Father, I come boldly to your throne room of grace that I may obtain mercy and find grace to help me in times of need. If you need help for your family, you can come boldly to the throne room of grace. If you need help in marriage, if you need help financially, whatever it is you need help, God says there is no restriction. You can boldly come to me, and I am here to give you the help you need. I am here to show you mercy. I am here to give you the help you need. Come to me boldly. Come to me boldly. Come to me boldly. Come to me boldly, and I'm here to help you. Come to me boldly, and I'm here to show you mercy. You can receive from me the help you need. You can have the strength you need. Come boldly. Don't be afraid. Come boldly and obtain mercy today. Come boldly to my throne room of grace and find the help you need. My Father, my God, I am here in your presence to obtain mercy. I receive the help I need from you. Where do you need the help of God? Where do you need the help of God? He will show you mercy. He will show you mercy. He will show you mercy. Open your mouth and say, Father, I have boldly come to your throne room of grace to obtain mercy and to obtain grace in time of need. You will not leave me, neither will you forsake me. I will not be abandoned. I will not be left to dry. I will not be left to die. I come to you, Lord, the God that can save me, the God that can rescue me, the God that can fight my battle. I boldly come. Access granted through the blood of the Lamb. I have access to your throne in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let mercy speak for me today. Every need I have, I approach your throne room of grace, and I know, Lord, I will have the help I need. My Father, my God, I have come today, and I decree and I declare my life will never remain the same. My family is rescued. My business is delivered in the name of Jesus. You are the source of my joy. Lord, let me have, Lord, the blessing I need. You are the source of my peace. Oh God, I ask for peace from you. You are the source of everything. No man can give to me, Lord, except you desire, except you command it. As so, Lord, Lord, I come to you. I come to you. Lord, show me mercy. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. We thank you because we know you are here. Tabernacle with us. Touch us today. Lord, touch us like no other. Make us, Lord, into who you want us to become. In the name of Jesus, our lives will never remain the same. We behold you, King of glory. We behold you, Lamp of God. You are the God that heals. You are the God that makes whole. You are the God that restores. You are the God that does what no man can do. In our midst today, let there be a shaking. Let there be a moving. Let there be healings. Let there be signs. Let there be wonders. Let there be deliverances. What do you need from the Lord today? Open your mouth and say, Father, I obtain it from you today. I obtain the help I need. My mind is at peace. I carry joy. Joy overflow. My finances overflow. There is peace within my border. Safety within my border. Safety in my family. Safety in my family. Safety in my home. In the name of Jesus, I will not die prematurely. I will not die before my appointed time. In the name of Jesus, I flourish. I grow from strength to strength and grace to grace. Even in my old age, I still bear fruit. I am a covenant child of the Lord. I have been engrafted in the palms of my God. I am the apple of his eyes. The Lord will give men in exchange for me. I will not be cast down. I will not be forsaken. I will not be pulled back. In the name of Jesus, the Lord fights my battle and give me peace. In the name of Jesus, for my God is my good shepherd. I will not want. I will not lack. I will not need anything. My Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I will not want for good things. In He will make me to lie down in green pastures. Nigeria, the economy, the globe can be saying otherwise, but my God, the good shepherd, my Father, will make me to lie down in green pastures. I will eat to my overflow. My bank account overflows. My business overflow. I change the narrative. I change the story. I change the circumstance. I disgrace the enemy. Lord God Almighty, Lord, I will not be broken. I will not be saddened. I will not beg for bread in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be in deficit. I refuse to be in emptiness. I refuse to be in lack and want in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, thank you for mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your blessing over my life, over my family. I am blessed. I decree and declare, I am blessed. I decree and I declare, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. This is my decree. This is my declaration. I am blessed in the name of Jesus. Rabanda katabaha, rambanka tosekete, rakata kata kata. In the name of Jesus, ebarakata baha, ramboko tosila ba, rekete kete kete, labrankata sekete, imba ba 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 ba, lebrenkete zikata, elabara bada bada, rebege de bege de shata labraha, rekete sakata, ebaro ba 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 ba. My doors and gates are open. Ekabarakata baha. Good news come to me now. Rakata kata kata. I enforce it in the name of Jesus. Good news come to me now. Rakata bakata. I refuse to be in regret, in sorrow, in bitterness, in emptiness and shame. Rakata kata. That is not my portion. Good news come to me now. My doors and my gates are open to good things. They come my way. Favor comes to me now. Ebarakata. Helpers of my life and destiny, they come to me now. Opportunities come to me now in the name of Jesus. Rambankato salaba rekete kete shabala rambakate sekete ikabarakata kata lebronkoto sikata laba rekete kete jabarankata zikete kete ka. Thank you Jesus. Embarankata sikata ebarankato sikata. My head, Lord Jesus, have you anointed with oil. My cup runneth over. My cup run over now. In the name of Jesus, you have anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. It runs over. It runs over. I am not in lack. I am not in want. I am not in misery. I am not in sorrow. I am not a beggar. I am not a slave. In Jesus' name we are praying. You are God from beginning to the end, and there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God. Worship the Lord from beginning to the end. There's no place for arguments. You are God all by yourself. Lord, you are God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Only you are God, say you are God. Hey, from beginning to the end, there's no place for arguments.
You are God all by yourself. We lift your name higher. 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 Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, oh hallelujah. Shout
all principality in the name of Jesus. We conquer Satan. We conquer all demons. We conquer all principality in the name of Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Open your mouth and begin to celebrate the Lord one more time. He saw you through from the month starting to today. He's your rock. He's your shelter. He's your peace. He's your wisdom. He has provided for you. I know. I know he has been your defense. I know he has been your helper. I know he has been your teacher. I know he has been good to you. Bless his name. I know he has been kind to you. Bless his name. I know you have the breath of God in your nostrils. Bless him one more time. He's mighty. He's El Shaddai. He's a good God. Look at all he is doing. He has a plan. He has a plan. He has a plan. He's rolling out the plans for your life day by day. Thank God right now that you are entering into your next level, stepping into your glory. Give him all of the praise that your projects are not abandoned. You are accomplishing all that God has destined for you to. Give him glory that he's there by your side. He is your strength in when times when you are weak. He is your peace from the storms of life. Lord, we bless you. We are deliberate to thank you. We are intentional to come to you. Receive our praise, oh God. Receive our thanksgiving. We give it all to you. Lord, let our tongues not cleave to the roof of our mouth. May we not hold back praise from you. May we not hold back thanksgiving from you. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Father. You have fought for us when no man was there. We love you, Father. We see you. You are the lion and the lamb. Hey, hey, promise keeper. We give you glory. We honor you. We thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' name we are praying. I just want us to look at a few scriptures. And then we will take our communion for today. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 3 verse 20. there was a command issued by the king Nebuchadnezzar because of a certain category of people who feared the Lord, who loved the Lord, who served the Lord, who were careful to obey God and not man. Jealousy rose against them. Hatred, wickedness rose against them. Why? Because these people have taught themselves to fear God. Even in a strange land, we will serve the Lord. Even when things are tough, even when they are accusing us, even when they come against us, we are not changing our decision to serve the Lord. King Nebuchadnezzar issued a command saying, bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Verse 25 says to us, the king sat to watch to see the end of these men they have casted into the fire. I don't know what fire is burning around your life. The fire burning in your finance, your marital fire, whatever the fire is, we're going to be addressing it today. The king made them cast them into the fire. A burning fiery furnace that even those that casted them into the fire could not stand. The Bible says the strong men were used to cast them and they were burnt. So they were meant to be alienated. The fire was heated 7 times so no man can come out of it. The devil is angry at the fact that you are still serving God despite the pain in the marriage, having not a good job, having not enough finance, having things go south, whatever the circumstance that have not been palatable, you are still serving God. The devil is mad. And he's saying, heat up the fire. Let me see how she will come out of the fire. Let me see how he will jump out of the fire. Make it 7 times hotter. Till now, she doesn't want to bow. Till now, she doesn't want to turn and throw in and say, God, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. She doesn't want to curse God and die. Oh, increase this pain. Increase the trouble of her life. Today we are going to be addressing every heated fire to cause you to curse God. Every situation that seems to be relentless, it's not ceasing. You are praying, it's not stopping. It is the devil that is mad that you love the Lord. The Bible says, what can separate us from the love of God? What can separate you from the love of God? The enemy wants your love for God to be separated. The enemy wants you to forsake God. The enemy wants to isolate you. And I tell you the truth, if he so succeeds, he's not going to let you run around. He will kill you. Verse 25 says, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart. And the form of the fourth is like the son of, is like the son of God. God is going to make you become a champion over fire. Hey, kindly mute yourself, please. God is going to make you to become a champion over the fire of life. If they casted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the burning furnace, and they were loosened in the fire. The fire that the men that threw them burnt to ashes. The fire that did not consume them. God is saying, I will make you a champion over fire. The fire that is burning people in Nigeria. The fire that is burning people all around the globe. The fire that is consuming marriages, burning people, changing story, making people to become depressed and miserable. I will make you a champion over the fire. Praise the Lord. He says, lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no heart, and the form or the fourth is like the son of man. Is it not 3 men we casted? How come there is a 4th man in the fire? God is going to be with you in the midst of the fire. God is going to be with you in the midst of the marital storm. God is going to be with you in the process to becoming great financially. Every situation and predicament you are in now that is unpleasant and unfavorable, you are not alone. Hear me say it to you. You are not alone. In the fire of life, you are not alone. In this sickness, you are not alone. You are fighting for sound health. You are not alone. The fire in your business, the fire in your career, financial bondages, you are not alone. Marital problems, I say to you, you are not alone in your fire. In life crisis, you are not alone in whatever fire you are in. They burned them thinking they would die in the fire. The enemy is binding you by bringing problems and calamity, thinking you would die in this problem. But I say to you, you will be losing from the bounds and you will be moving around the fire on hot in the name of Jesus. This is the word of God for someone. Seasons you are experiencing may not be favorable, but you will not be crushed. You will not be killed by the fire of life in the name of Jesus. The pressure coming, financial crisis, losing money, putting it in business but not having results. The Bible is saying to you, you are not alone. The fourth man of the fire will show up for you. The fourth man in the fire will be there with you. Open your mouth and begin to say unto the Lord, in the name of Jesus, I am not a captive in the fire. I will not be bound in the fire. I will not die in the fire. The fire of life will not finish me. In the name of Jesus, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into fire, but they were losing and walking around without hurt. My story is not different. I will not be burnt in the fire of life. I am losing and I'm walking around free without hurt. The fire of marriage will not burn me. Financial fire will not consume me. Marital crisis will not burn me. I don't know whatever the bondage is, but I decree and I declare over you today deliverance. Open your mouth and begin to say, Father, I am delivered from every bondage, from every fire, from every crisis, from every trouble in the name of Jesus. Now I decree and I declare using the word of God that set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego free in the fiery furnace that was heated 7 times. I am delivered from bondage. I am delivered from fire sickness. I am delivered from the bondage of finance. I am delivered from business, from problems in my career, in my business, in my workplace. Any marital problem I am in, every marital crisis, Lord, this fire in my marriage will not consume me. This fire in my marriage will not consume me. This fire in my job will not consume me. In the name of Jesus, I am set loose. I am set free. You are struggling every day. People have cheated you out of your money. Things have happened. All kinds of pain. You are going through all kinds of calamity. Your business is slow. Your husband is having no money. There is no money in the house. You cannot do anything you desire to do. Life is looking like a hell. Open your mouth and say, Father, deliver me, Lord Jesus, from every bondage. I am not to be living life, Lord, in misery, in pain, in regret. My Father, my God, deliver me from every marital crisis. Deliver me from every health challenges. Oh, Lord, show me mercy. Rakatakata zeka. Lose me, Lord, from the fiery furnace. Lose me, Lord, from the fires of life. This fire may be distinct to you. It may be separate from what elders are experiencing, but it is not permanent. It will never be without deliverance. It can never be forever. Open your mouth and say, I come out from the fire of of life. I come out from the fire of life. I come out from the pain of life. Rakata bakata bakatai le bronkoto sikatai. I will not die in the fire. I will not die in the fire. I will not die in the fire. I will not be consumed by fire. Rekete kete katalabai. Rekete katakatai. It says to us in the word of the Lord, hey, they were loose, walking in the midst of fire with no hurts. Kabarakatai. The fire will not burn you. Kabarakatai. The fire will not kill you. The fire will not consume you. You may be in a financial fire, in a financial bondage, in a financial crisis. You may be in all kinds of pain, but it will not cost you your life. It will not curse you your life. Ebarankatai. Daniel 3 verse 25 says, they are loose, walking in the midst of the fire. You will walk around the fire. It will not burn you. Ekalandaya. Ibarankatai. You are immune. Kabaransketelabakatai. You are a champion over fire. Rakata bakata bakata bakata. Lebronkotoshikatalabakatai. They casted you in the fire. They bound you to die in the fire. This is the plan of the enemy. This is the plan of the envious. This is the plan of the wicked. But they don't know. Kabaraskatai. You are not alone. The fourth man in the fire is with you. Your Jesus is with you. Ekalandakatai. You will be loose from every fire. You will be set free from every fire, from every bondage. Labangadaya. Labrankatai. Lift up your hands and left ear and put it on your head and decree and declare, I will not die in the crisis I am in. I will not die in this situation. I will not die in poverty. I will not die forsaken. Lord, lose me from every fire. Let me go about unhurt. Abarankataya. Lebrenkata labakatai. Lebrenkata labrakatai. Lebrenkata labrakatai. In Jesus' name we are praying. Everybody knows that fire is meant to burn. Fire is meant to burn, but it will not burn you. Rather, this fire will make you better. This fire is coming to make you shine more. It will not consume you in the name of Jesus. Fire will refine you, not consume you. Eh, barankatai. Why? Because you belong to a different order. Eh, you are a different species. You cannot be burnt by fire, but refined by fire. You cannot be burnt by fire, but refined by fire. Your excellency will showcase. You are coming out from this tough time a champion. You are coming out from this pain a glorious blessing to your family. In the name of Jesus, instead of shame, you are coming out a champion. Rabanda katai, rambankate ziladai. Open your mouth and pray. I will not die in the fire. I am refined in the fire. Poverty is far from me in the fire. I come out glorious. I come out a champion in the fire. Rabangada sikete katai. I come out a blessing from the fire. I come out a glory from the fire. I come out a miracle from the fire. I come out with riches from the fire. Rabanda gada bagai. Rabande gede gede gede. Rada zigada baladaba. My Father, my God, don't let me be consumed by the fire. Let the fire of life not kill me. Let the fire of life not quench me. Let the fire of life not bury me. Don't lose your voice in the fire. Don't lose your praise in the fire. Don't lose your anointing in the fire. Don't lose your blessings in the fire. The promises of God, don't lose it. The Bible says that not their hair was burnt. Verse 27 of this same scripture of Daniel chapter 3. He says, they saw this man upon those who their bodies had no power. The fire had no power over their bodies. They saw this man upon whose bodies the fire had no power. The fire will have no power upon your body. Nor was an hair of their head shrinked. It was not burnt, neither were their clothes changed. Nor did the smell of fire be upon them. Not
nothing happen to them. You are coming out of fire, and the fire will have no power on you. The trouble will have no power on you. Not even your hair will be burnt by the fire. Neither will your clothes be burnt by the fire. Nor will you smell of the smoke of fire. You have power over fire. You have power over trouble. You have power over delay. You have power over attacks. You have power over lack. It will not consume you in the name of Jesus. It will not defeat you. Hey! In the name of Jesus. It will not bury you. It will not kill you. Karanda katala bakatai. In Jesus' name we are praying. I just want you to understand. God is saying to us, we are the indomitable kinds. We are indomitable warriors. We are indomitable children that pressure cannot kill, that troubles cannot bury, delay cannot finish you. You are indomitable, my God. It says you have power even over fire. It says this man upon whose bodies the fire had no power. The fire did not burn you, my God. Trouble cannot burn you. You need to know this and use it from henceforth. The problems you are facing should not make you to lose your grace, to lose your identity, to lose your praise, to lose your laughter, to make you look miserable. That form you are taking is not of God. This behavior you are exhibiting is not of God. Kindly mute yourself. Whatever it is that you are going through struggle, you are looking like an aged woman. It is not of God because it is not supposed to have any effect on your body. Fire is not meant to have power over your body. It says not even the hair on your head should shrink because of fire. Problem is not supposed to wear you, my God. You are not supposed to wear problem. You are not supposed to look like the issue you are going through. You are not supposed to look miserable. It is not the design of God that anything has power over you. Please mute yourself. I don't know whose background is this noisy. It is such a distraction. Please mute yourself. Ruth, I think this is coming from Ruth. Please mute yourself. Hallelujah. You are not meant to look like the troubles you are going through because you are meant to have power over the fire. Daniel chapter 3 is saying to us, even if you are casted into fire, fire is not meant to burn your bodies. It says, this man upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was their hair on their head shrinked because of fire. Neither were their clothes changed because of fire, nor were there smell of fire that passed through them, nothing as such. This is the kind of people we want you to become. God wants you to be raised to a place where somebody cheats you, it's not showing. You are bouncing back bigger and better, coming out of the fire, becoming greater. They brought you low, but you are not staying low. They say, shut up, you say no. They say, go to the village, you say no. You are not detecting, the situation is not detecting your comeback. I don't know who is hearing me. I am stressing it because God does not want you to be conquered by situation. God does not want you to live in bondage. God does not want you to live in bondage. You are more than a conqueror. Fire is not meant to determine your laughter. Problem is not meant to change your confession. I want you to open your mouth and decree and declare, I will not be quenched by the violence of fire. fire. Fire will not burn my body. Fire will not stop my praise. I will not curse God and die. I am indomitable. I am indomitable. I am victorious. No situation of life can stop me. No predicament of life can shrink me. I can lose 1 million and bounce back. I can lose 10 billion and bounce back. I carry greater in me. I carry the life of God in me. I will not be stressed. No sickness will devour my body. Stress will not make you to be sick. You will not lose your grace. You will not lose your beauty. You will not lose your joy. You will not lose your focus because of troubles of life, because of the fires of life. I pray for you today in the name of Jesus that fire will not quench you. Your light will not be quenched. Your grace will not die. You are loosened in the fire. You are walking around free. Not burned again. Not bound again. No hair on your body will shrink because of fire. Lebrankata zakatai. Lebronkoto sikatai. Lebrankata zakatai. Labrankata zakatai. Lebrankata lagadai. You will not lose weight because of stress, but you will choose to lose weight if you want to. Labrankata lagadai. You will not eat from hand to mouth. Labakatai. Poverty will not have a hold on you. Rakata bakatai. Sickness will not have a hold on you. You are delivered from stress. You are delivered from poverty. You are delivered from failure. In the name of Jesus, abarande. Rekete katai. Labronkoto sukatai. Manakata bakatai. Open your mouth and say, Father, bring me out from every fire. Unhurt. Kabaras katabahai. Bring me out from every fire. Unhurt in the name of Jesus. Bring me out from the fire. Take me to my honor. Take me to my glory. Take me to my abundance. They cheated me, but Lord bless me the more. They forsook me, but Lord bring me up, oh God. Men abandoned me for death, but Lord Jesus, bring me out of the fire. Let promotion come to me in the name of Jesus. Bring my husband out of the fire of life. Bring my marriage out of the fire of life. Bring my children out of the fire of life. Rescue my family from the bondage of fire in the name of Jesus. Sabrankata zeprakata zabrakata zekete kete zabrandakata zekete kete. I am rescued from fire. Randa katabai. Fire has no hold on me. Labranda kata kata katai. Trouble has no hold on me. Problem has no hold on me. Lebrando koto zakata katai. Lebrenkete zikata baraskete labrankatai. My Father, rescue me from the bondage of fire. Loose me from the bondage of fire. In the name of Jesus. Shabroskoto zabaraskatai. Jabroskoto zikata labrakatai. Your strength will not fail. You will not remain in fire. Rabababababababababa. Life will not become fire to you. Rekete kete. Rakata kata. Rokoto zokoto zakata kata. Lebrende kata. Lebrekete zikata. Manambada kate. Lebrekete zabaroskoto. Inga baraskata rabamba baba baba bye. You have been in the fire for too long, but you are coming out unhurt. You are coming out unharmed. Not even your hair will burn. Not even the smoke of your clothes will be. Not even your clothes will have the smoke of fire. The Lord will deliver you. The fourth man in the fire is there with you. Your God is in the fire with you. He will rescue you. Oh, he will rescue you totally. Lebranda kapa rebekato sikata baraskata. katabalande kapalanda katabai rabanda katai. Enforce it and decree and declare, I will not die in the fire of life. I will not die in any marital battle, any marital problem. Rabamba papa, financial crisis will not kill me. Lebran kataba kataba katai. Ebara kataba katai. No more health challenge. I come out of the fire. Rabankata zekato balanda balanda katele katai. I come out of the fire of life. I come out of the battle of life. In the name of Jesus, I come out, O Lord, today. Rabababababababa. Rabakata bakata bakata. Ezaparaskata. Ezabrokoto zakata. Ebele katola bakata. Zibrakata zabrokoto. Rabadabadabakata sekete kete. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are still on this prayer point. He says to us in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 34. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 34. These are the men of faith. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were recorded as the men of faith. And it was said that they quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. They waxed violent in the fight. They turned to flight their enemies of the aliens. Your testimony will be this, that you are also recorded in the hall of faith of those that fire, that evil, pestilence, wickedness could not defeat. The men of faith recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, they did outstanding things. The problem did not defeat them. They defeated the problem. The Bible says they quenched the violence of fire. So will you also quench the violence of fire. Open your mouth and decree and declare, I rise, Lord, today, and I quench every violence of fire. I will not be consumed by the fire of life. I will not be captured by the fire of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am delivered, Lord. I will not be a captive. Lebrankata libra katala. Let the blood of Jesus Christ deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Christ deliver me. Let the body of Christ deliver me. Deliver anyone who is in captivity. Set you free completely today. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and say, I am delivered by the blood from every captivity. I am free in the name of Jesus. Rabakata sekata boroskoto bahai. I am free in the name of Jesus. Rebekata sekata bokoto zakata. Lebrekete zikata la katala bakatai. Rabande kete kete kete. Rabando sokoto sikatala brakatai. I am free. Kaboroskoto la bakatai. Lebronkoto zikatala brakatai. Rekete kete kete kete. Zabrankato sikatala brakatai. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. The anointing, what the Spirit of the Lord comes to do is to set every captive, everyone in captivity free, to set anyone in any bondage free. In the Bible, it says in Isaiah 61 verse 1, it says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the favor of the Lord, the day of the vengeance of the Lord, to comfort all those who mourn. The essence of the Spirit of the Lord coming upon your life, the essence of the anointing is that you are not in bondage. Whatever form of bondage you are, there is good news for you. If you are in financial bondage, it says that you should bring good news to those who are poor. You are not meant to be poor. That is not the design of God. You are not meant to be financially down. It is not the design of God. You are not meant to be brokenhearted. You are not meant to be wounded, but you are meant to be healed. The anointing comes to break every form of bondage and yoke to bring you out. The Spirit of the Lord is set upon you now to loose you from every form of bondage, financial bondage, every form of emotional bondage, every wound in the heart, every captivity, spiritual captivity, mental captivity, emotional captivity. You are loose now. You are liberated in the name of Jesus. Every prison gate be open, because that is what the anointing will do. It will open you now from every prison yard in the name of Jesus. The opening of prison to all those who are bound. You are free from every captivity via the power of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus, you are free from every captivity by the power of the Holy Ghost now. Open your mouth and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The anointing breaks my yoke in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Lord is anointing me right now to carry good news, to come out of poverty, to be healed from every heartbreak, to be healed from every depression, to be liberated from captivity, for my prison doors to be open, and I'll be set loose from every bondage in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The anointing has come to proclaim, this is my favorable year. This is my glorious year. This is my year of abundance, not the year of striving, not the year of toiling. To come to say over those who have brought me pain, this is the year of vengeance. God will vindicate you and God will bring judgment upon your enemy. This is what the Lord is doing. As we take the anointing today, as we take the covenant cup, as we take it, you are liberated by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, you are going to decree this is your acceptable year. 2025 is your year of breakthrough. It is your year of dancing. It is your year of celebration. You will decree and declare as you take the anointing, as you take the oil, as you take the blood and the body of Christ upon you right now, you are delivered from every hand of darkness. In the name of Jesus, that the vengeance of the Lord will come to your enemies. In the name of Jesus, that you are brought out of poverty into abundance. It is your good news season. No more heartbreak, no more depression, no more sadness. You are no longer bound in the name of Jesus. You are no longer mourning. You are comforted. Open your mouth and say, as I take the anointing today, as I take the communion today, I am set loose, I am set free in the name of Jesus, because the Spirit of the Lord will come upon me, because the Spirit of the Lord will come upon me as I take the communion, as I take the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon me in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Lord will break every yoke in my life, every bondage in my life. I will be out of the fire fiery furnace. I'll be out of captivity in the name of Jesus. I will quench the violence of fire. I will not be in shame. I will not be bound in shame. In the name of Jesus, as I take the anointing, as I take the communion, the Spirit of the Lord will be upon me. I will escape the edge of the sword. I will come out of weaknesses and be made strong. I will wax on. I'll be waxing on. I will wax in violent fight in the name of Jesus. My enemies will cower, they will run. As the anointing comes upon me, as I take the fellowship cup today, I am loose now. I am set free in the name of Jesus from every bondage, from every captivity, marital problems, check out in the name of Jesus, life crisis, kabaris katalaba, family problem, check out in the name of Jesus. I am free by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of my testimony. This is my testimony. I am loose. I am free via the as I take the anointing, as I take the fellowship cup. I am made new by the blood of the Lamb. This is my testimony. He says we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. As you take the blood today, your testimony is that you are free. You are made new. You are made alive. You are becoming the righteousness of God, free from every trouble in life. You have peace from every trouble in life. You are redeemed by the blood. You are washed by the blood. You are made new. Good things begin to happen to you as you take the anointing today, as you take the communion today. Let new things open unto you. Let new doors open unto you. Let favorable doors open unto you. Let there be new things happening, new beginnings in the name of Jesus. Let you see new things, new beginnings in your finances. Begin to see new things happening in your study life, in your career, in your business, in your marriage. Let there be favorable doors of opportunity, partnership, projects open unto you, platforms, your spiritual life. take a new height in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, as I take the communion, every yoke be broken. As I take the communion, every bondage be broken. As I take the communion, I have life now. I become fresh. I become new. I'm loose right now. In the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the Lord. Today there's so much distraction in our prayer group. I beg of us, whenever we're coming for prayer, kindly mute yourself so every other person can enjoy their time in the presence of God. Sister Ruth, there's so much distraction from you. Kindly mute yourself. I have said this before, and I also pleaded with us on the platform. When prayer starts, mute yourself so we can all enjoy the presence of God without distraction from our background. If you have your fellowship cup with you, kindly lift it up. Lift up the oil you have, the anointing oil, and also lift up the blood and the body as we take communion now. I want you to lift up the communion and begin to speak. As you take it, you are taking it in remembrance that the blood has washed you clean. That Christ paid the price for you. If you don't have the fellowship cup, you can use water. Just begin to speak into it that this becomes the blood of Christ. The element you have, it turns from being anything that was made by man to becoming the representation of the body and the blood of Jesus. It says, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. I've paid the price for you. I have broken you out of bondages. I have become the fourth man in your fire. I have rescued you from captivity. That is what this anointing and the blood and the body of Christ will do. The Bible says the anointing breaks the yoke. I want you to lift up your anointing oil and also the communion you have. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The anointing is breaking the yoke of my life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I will no longer be the same. There will be changes, visible changes in my life. Thank you, Father. There will be new beginnings. Oh, this is our desire. From now henceforth, let marital problems cease. Let financial burdens be lifted. In the name of Jesus, let someone rejoice and be glad. Let there be restoration. Oh God, set captives free. Le baranda kata zika talaba. Rabanda kate zika talaba kata. La brokoto sikata la brakata. Let the anointing fall baraskata bahai into your life. Go deep down to the foundation of your family. Whatever has caused you to be in delay, deficits, having empty hands, suffering, laboring, in pain, in shame, in disgrace, let it come to an end via the take and the intake today in the name of Jesus. Let the Lord wipe your tears away and give you a victory song. Kabarakata. This is my desire, and also this is the desire of God, that you will experience total salvation, total freedom in rest and all side in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's lift up the body as you take it now. He says, this is my body that was broken for you. This body was broken for us so we can be made whole. As you are taking it, you are becoming whole. As you are taking this body, you are becoming whole. Every sickness, every captivity of disease over you, as you take the body right now, I pronounce you made whole in Jesus' name. I decree and I declare you healed in the name of Jesus.
You can now take the body. And we lift up the blood. And we decree and declare. As we drink this, it becomes the blood of Jesus. It washes us clean. It makes us white as snow. It washes us from every curse. It washes us from every hold. Let the blood begin to make things new in us. Let the blood begin to make things brand new. Let the blood make things brand new. As you drink it, become brand new. In Jesus' name, you can drink. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to begin to thank the Lord, because things are changing and it is changing for good. New things are happening. It is happening for you, your family, your household. You will see evidence in the name of Jesus. Lift up that anointing oil now and put it upon your head. Put it on your hand. Put it on your feet. Let the anointing break the yoke in the name of Jesus. Every yoke be broken. Let every yoke be broken by the anointing in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Oh, barande kalabakata. Rakata bakatai. Imbaraskete. The anointing is breaking every yoke. Baramba baba 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 baba. Libro koto sikata labahai. Rakate zikata labrankati atabai. Emene katai. Ekalus katila katai. Ebe kaka kaka. Rokoto bokoto. Thank you, Jesus. We are free. We are redeemed. We are restored. Oh, look at joy. I see joy coming. Somebody's going to begin to laugh in the Holy Ghost. You begin to laugh in the Holy Ghost. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. You begin to laugh in the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Lord has just entered into someone's life and house. You begin to laugh in the Holy Ghost. You begin to laugh in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for ease. I see it coming. I see the Holy Ghost moving. I see the Holy Ghost moving right where you are now. Burdens are lifted. Yokes are destroyed. You are out of every prison. You are out of every dungeon. You are out of shame and confinement. Your bodies are made whole. Your finances made whole. Your marriage is healed now. Let that devil that has plagued you for too long be gone. We silence the voice of the accuser. We silence the voice of the accuser. Every grave open to swallow anyone right now is closed. You will not die. Rakatoshi katalabai. Lepromkoto sakatai. Libakabai. You will not be wasted. You will not be finished. Rabumkatisai. Thank you, Jesus. We are grateful for what you have done for us on this platform. We are grateful for the grace poured upon us to wait on you for these 8 days. Thank you. Thank you for victory. Thank you. Thank you for settlement. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being on our side. Thank you because we know you are not unmindful of us. You are mindful of us. Thank you because you will restore us. You will bless us. You will give us, Lord, laughter, shout of joy in this place. In the name of Jesus, we can never be, Lord Jesus, disgraced because we serve you. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Go ahead and celebrate the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, go ahead and bless the Lord. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Thank him. Thank him for what you know he has done. If you believe God has done something for you, become very excited. If you know, you believe this, your prayer and your fasting for the 8 days has brought you testimonies. Thank God. If you believe the anointing and the body of Christ and the blood of Jesus has worked on you, give him genuine praise.
Give him genuine praise. Give him good praise for what you know he, you believe he has done it. What you believe has happened. What you believe will never happen again in your life that can never continue. What you are seeing going to take place. Give him good praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Congratulations to everyone. Congratulations for making it through to the 8 days of fasting and prayer and our vigils. Congratulations for it has turned around in our favor. Congratulations to us all. Your testimonies are covered with the blood of Jesus. Your family is covered with the blood of Jesus. Your possession and all that concerns you is covered with the blood of Jesus. No one of us will be missing, nothing broken. Shalom to us all. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Thank you everyone for joining in. Thank you for participating. The Lord bless you. I love you so much. I'm so grateful. I'm so excited because I know good things are going to start happening for us. So many things are going to be happening. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I love you all. Please look out on the platform. The next instruction I believe God is saying to us is that we're going to go out for evangelism. We're going to have evangelism for those of us who are in Abuja. We're going to have evangelism as a corporate body. For those of us who are not in Abuja, you can also participate where you are, evangelize and bring people to join the platform. We want to wake up many women. We want to win them back. We want to encourage many women. We want to tell them they are much more than meets the eye. We want to strengthen many homes. We want to strengthen many, many homes. Many wounded soldiers on the field in faith, but they are not meant to be wounded. We want to be iron that sharpens another mother, another sister, another woman. So that's why we are going out, and it's going to happen by the grace of God this same month. I would do well to post to you the time where this evangelism is going to take place. And for those in Abuja, yes, if you are interested to own a t-shirt that will take us so we can go as a group, let me know. If you want us to create or produce a t-shirt, let me know so I know if we should embark on that or we should just go out. If you think we should have a t-shirt, just tell me yes. Thank you so much. Please, let me get as many people who are interested so I can know if we can go out on that project and produce the t-shirts. Yes, please. So that's one of the things we are going to do. And I trust God that we're also going to have another physical meeting where we can meet and greet and fellowship together. I can't wait to meet everybody again. We're going to have another outing where we will eat and where we'll fellowship together and love on ourselves. We're going to have that. I can't wait to see your faces again. And also for the new people I've not met. So we're going to have a time where we are bonding. And it's going to happen again this same month. So please look out for every information on the platform and do well to participate. Bye-bye for now. The Lord bless you. See you next week again. Bye. Love you all.
God bless you. God bless you. God multiply.